Abhi rough today means chapter 1. Audio story. Husband, drop to thy knees immediately, knave. Dost thou not comprehend? Her queenly right hand shot out and expertly boxed the ears of the blonde, blue-eyed Greek god standing deferentially to her majesty's left. Without demur, he smoothly dropped to his knees at his sovereign's royal command. The vast assemblage watched the spectacle appreciatively. Male phalli thickening inside the coarse leather breeches and womanly pussies glistening below skirts in cruel sadistic glee. The male subjects of Her Majesty's Queendom reveled in misogynistic femdom wet dreams of their petite brunette monarch doming her giant consort who dwarfed her in size physically. And her female subjects found release of their pent-up frustrations at their own male chauvinist husbands in watching their ruler publicly humbling her husband, slave boy and plaything, even though it was they who nightly were soundly spanked, whipped or flogged under their respective husbands or male lovers' heavy hands. Nose to the ground, boy, proffer up your macho balls for a squeezing at the royal majestic hands of your wife, ruler and queen. Her stern voice carried to the far reaches of the crowd. After all, it was her evil plan, or rather their evil plan, the royal couple I mean, to publicize her total dominance and over-leadership over her giant consort come toy boy, who was also a skilled military genius, guerrilla fighter, and commander of elite commando force, Her Majesty's Strike Claws. He pulled in deep gulps of oxygen as per pranayamic yoga, held in the inhalation, purakas. The blonde giant had been trained by Tibetan lamas in yoga in far off Lhasa, where he had run off, but that's a different story in a different chapter. Obediently, he pushed his face into the ground near Her Majesty's stilettoed delicate feet, thus raising his buttocks and thighs as per his ruler's royal edict. There was a collective gasp of lust from the ladies present, whether blue-blooded ladies-in-waiting or washerwoman, all admired the chiseled muscular thighs and butt of a most obedient and docile plaything. He tightened his thighs and butt cheeks and carefully calibrated yogic bandha and muscle hold. His erect lingam throbbing, he took a deep breath, whistled it and squeezed his kegel or Shadisthana chakra at the base of his phallus, aka lingam. His most royal owner held out a graceful gloved hand and squeezed a yogic consort's macho balls, scrotal sacs. 1, 2, 3. Softly, firmly, but gently. Then she held out her gloved hand gracefully and her imperial riding crop appeared like magic in the hands of a smirking henchwoman. Her Majesty duly noted the superior smirking of her lady-in-waiting Matilda and furiously noted to herself, "Oh, so we are uppity this morning, is it, Matilda? You dare to sneer at my beloved? Later this evening you shall feel this crop on your stupid thick hide, wild maidservant, I promise you." And then she began whipping his scrotal sacs, macho balls, slash, slash, slash. Her Royal Majesty brain stroke after stroke on a concert patiently awaiting scrotal sacs or macho balls which were clenched in pranayamic yoga bandha. He was in yogic trance, breath control along with muscular yogic chokeholds or bandhas converted the agony and pain of the whipping into ecstasy and pleasure. When he could hold his breath no longer, he gave a small imperceptible nod, which his darling sweetheart, come wife, immediately cued upon, and she instantly seized a rain of fire on his macho balls. One delicate, dainty, stiletted foot was placed on her loyal vassal's bare neck to provide public evidence come entertainment of total ownership of her consort, toy boy and hubby. "Bring in the royal captive soldiers," commanded the queen.